Hi. Thank you for that. I'm Rachel O'Connor, and as just said, I'll be talking about mild visual impairment and its impact on self-care among older adults. I'm sorry, my slides, the font got messed up and I fixed them, but I think it didn't get transferred over, so the slides are a little bit off, so I do apologize for that. Okay. I have no financial relationships to disclose, but also I am new to the vision field, so but happy to be here. First, I'd like to acknowledge the many collaborators on this project, some of whom are here today. Okay, so to begin with, as many of us are well aware, chronic diseases are the primary cause of morbidity and mortality in the United States. And as a result, as chronic diseases are ongoing, they require accurate and consistent self-care behaviors in order to prevent chronic disease complications. Older adults face the greatest burden of chronic diseases and as a result have the most complex self-care regimens. Additionally, older adults face numerous barriers in engaging in these self-care behaviors, such as cognitive and functional declines, kind of talking about limited health literacy, as well as insufficient social support. A less studied but definitely plausible barrier to engaging in self-care behaviors, particularly among older adults, may be vision impairment. And for the purposes of this talk, I'll be focusing on correctable vision impairment as opposed to other eye conditions or diseases. Research has found that moderate and severe visual impairment are established risk factors for poor functional and mental health as well as mortality, and mild visual impairment may also serve as a barrier to engaging in correct self-care behaviors. So this led us to the objective of our current analyses, which was to determine whether mild visual impairment was an independent risk factor for inadequate performance on self-care health tasks. So we conducted a secondary data analysis using baseline data from the Literacy and Cognitive Function Cohort Study, or LCCOG as we commonly refer to it as. LCCOG is a cohort of community-dwelling older adults who were recruited from one general internal medicine clinic and six federally qualified health centers here in Chicago. We recruited 900 patients between the ages of 55 and 74. For these analyses, performance on self-care tasks was measured using the Comprehensive Health Activity Scale. And for this, during structured in-person interviews, participants are provided with 9 different health scenarios and asked a series of questions regarding them. And they also, these come in varying formats. So this includes viewing a multimedia video which explains health information specifically regarding asthma symptoms and triggers. Also receiving verbal counseling instructions from a physician regarding a new diagnosis, so what this diagnosis is, what does it mean, and how to manage it, as well as the use of pill bottles in order to dose a multi-drug regimen. And then lastly, engaging with multiple print health documents that contain instructions as well as just general health information. So after engaging with these materials, participants are asked a series of questions regarding the information they've encountered. The CHAS results in a total score as well as separate subscales for each format, and scores range from 0 to 100 with higher scores indicating better performance. Visual acuity was assessed using the Snellen pocket chart, and we define normal vision as 20/20 and 20/25, which you can see are those two bottom lines in the image, and they are pretty small. And mild visual impairment was defined as 20/30 through 20/50, which are those three lines there, which also are quite small as well. We also included measures of health literacy, age, gender, race, and health status as covariates in adjusted analyses. So a total of 851 individuals were included in these analyses as they had visual acuity of 20/50 or better. Participants on average were 63 years old. Approximately a third were male, almost half were African American, and a third had limited health literacy. We also found that 44% of individuals were classified as having a mild visual impairment. Okay, so first we examined unadjusted associations between task performance and vision. And so what you can see here in this graph represents the mean score for both the CHAS overall score as well as each of the different subscales. The bars in purple are individuals with normal vision, and the bars in gray are those with a mild visual impairment. And you can see across both the total score and each of the subscales that individuals with normal vision perform better consistently. Okay, so then examining adjusted analyses, we found pretty similar results. Individuals with normal vision perform better on overall self-care task performance, as well as recall of spoken instructions from a physician, recall of health information conveyed via multimedia format, as well as dosing a multi-drug regimen. Interestingly, we did not find a significant association in adjusted analyses between normal vision and interpretation of the print documents, but you'll see it's approaching significance, but it was not significant. So kind of thinking about that and what we found, well, we found that mild visual impairment was common among a sample of older adults in primary care, with approximately 4 in 10 adults classified as having a mild visual impairment. We also found that mild visual impairment was a risk factor for worse overall self-care task performance, as well as dosing a multi-drug regimen, recalling health information presented via multimedia, as well as recalling spoken instructions. So kind of these findings were a little bit surprising to us when we first ran the analyses, and so kind of thinking about some of these results, especially the last one, why recalling spoken instructions had a significant association with vision. And we kind of turned to the cognitive psychology literature to kind of help us better understand this. And we found there that both auditory and visual sensory channels are involved in processing verbal information. And so this could kind of help us better understand why we had this significant finding. And then kind of thinking about this too, more in like a practical day-to-day example, in-person versus conference call meetings. I know I definitely am much more engaged and will recall much more information during in-person meetings, likely because I can have that visual connection with those I'm engaging with. And then also, when considering the non-significant finding with print information, we hypothesized that while vision is definitely a necessary first step to engage with that material and interact with it, health literacy or the ability to really understand and apply this information is likely driving this association and contributing to the null finding. Okay. Our study should be recognized in the context of a couple limitations. First, we recruited individuals from a single urban city, and self-care task performance was measured using hypothetical scenarios. We also excluded individuals who had a moderate or severe visual impairment, and these are cross-sectional analyses. Okay, so thinking about these findings and kind of what do they mean and where do we go? Individuals with a mild visual impairment are likely not identified as needing modifications as they fall within a normal threshold, and really are probably not going to be identified as having a barrier in engaging self-care behaviors. However, for these analyses, vision impairment, it can be easily screened and corrected, and including additional screenings primarily in primary care may be accurate or a good place to really begin looking at this, because individuals who have a slight decrease in their visual acuity, they may not seek out specialty care and may just attribute this to normal aging processes. And then lastly, making public health and healthcare materials easier to navigate for individuals with mild visual impairment may be an additional strategy and thing to keep in mind. And that is it, and thank you so much.
Do you have any questions for Rachel?
Well, I have some observations.
Okay.
I think it's a great study. These factors that you identified aren't individual factors, they're kind of propelling. You know, so you think about a person goes to the doctor and the doctor says, you know, here's the medicine I want you to take, and they're not getting all that information, so they got partial information, and they get them five or six different meds with two or three new ones, and then they go home and they can't read the drug interaction, they can't even read the dosage, and then they're trying to recall what the physician said. And so it's not these individual things, it's the sum of these things.
Right.
And so kind of one one failure precipitates another failure precipitates another, and so unless everybody's on board, so you think about what the doctor is doing, then what the pharmacist is doing, is the pharmacist asking the person, you know, I just gave you this new prescription, since have you ever been on Neurontin, you know, which makes you like a drunken sailor when you're first on it, and so are those discussions being had? And they're probably not, you know, so... So I think, you know, how that information begins to inform our protocols is very important, and so I appreciate your
saying. Yeah, and I think, like, with the total score, like, it definitely was, we found a significant,
yeah,
like, association in taking it
off,
but yeah.
Yeah, nice contribution.